Gather the children around. It's now time for Once Upon a Time, a storytelling moment for children each day.
Last time on My Fishy Stepmom.
Daddy looks down at the picture of Mom and then gazes at me. He does that sometimes, stares at me for no reason. He gets the broom and dustpan and starts to sweep up the glass. I go over to help. Don't come over here barefoot. Look, just go to your room. His cell phone on the counter rings. I have to squint to see the word Deborah on Daddy's small phone screen. Daddy stares at the ringing phone with an expression I don't quite understand. It's like hope and regret combined with a little gas. He sighs, presses ignore, and with drooped shoulders, takes a lighter from the counter.
Come in, Juliet Charlie, Juliet Charlie, Juliet Charlie, Juliet Charlie, Juliet Charlie.
And now for the continuation of My Fishy Stepmom.
That's Akai on the walkie-talkie. It's still at the top of the stairs. I grab the wig, shaking out as much fish gunk as I can, then hurry over to the device.
Do you still have life? Over. This is Juliet Charlie. Operation Slime was a success. Over and out.
Daddy is on the phone trying to pacify our landlady, who, although living in another village, has heard about the, broken window incident. That's how news travels in Fairyvale. Daddy says Fairyvale reminds him of his home in Berbice, Guyana. He grew up in a fishing community like this one, where nets and colorful fishing boats line the seashore and market people ply their trade screaming, "Marlin, tuna, $9 a pound." Fairyvale is slow, slow, slow. The hours seem twice as long, and every day seems like Sunday. Apart from the occasional church or community event or weekend karaoke at a rum shop, there's little to do. It's an ordinary, boring fishing village in Barbados. That's why it's such a big deal that the team was chosen as escorts for the West Indies cricket game. Nothing that exciting is ever going to happen again in Fairyvale. Ever. Before we came to Fairyvale, we lived in a gated community in Chester Hall Heights. I don't remember much about Chester Hall, but I do recall a few things. Playing in rose bushes, a bee stinging me on my nose, feeling safe when Mom cuddled me in her arms. She always smelled like cinnamon, and she liked to hum, nodding her head to imaginary tunes. I don't remember her voice, but that's okay. I remember that I was happy when she sang. I hold on to those memories because Daddy doesn't talk about Mom. Ever.
Phyllis? Phyllis?
Daddy repeats, his voice flat and monotonous.
I will replace the old window.
Daddy winces and moves the phone away from his ear. Her screechy response is similar to the sound effect that DJ Hypertension plays whenever an average singer rises from the sea of tone-deaf karaoke fans. Wheel and come again, sounding sweet, she now give my ears diabetes. On karaoke nights, DJ Hypertension's squeaky voice penetrates the pillow over my head and echoes like he's right next to me and not at the rum shop a mile away. I glance at the brown masking tape over the hole in the window and then stare down into the frying pan, trying to ignore Daddy's angry glare. I focus on stirring up the frizzled saltfish just before it starts to stick to the pan. That's how Daddy likes it. I woke up even earlier than 5 in the morning to make his favorite breakfast, saltfish and bake. Daddy taught me how to make both Bajan and Guyanese bakes. Guyanese bakes are different from Bajan bakes. The fried dough has no sugar and are much larger, almost the size of a grapefruit. I think Mom and Daddy used to argue about which bake was better, but I can't be sure. I have to remember to add that to the list of questions for Mom when I see her in heaven. I scoop some saltfish onto a plate and place the meal in front of Daddy as soon as he gets off the phone. He frowns at me, but I know he's struggling to stay angry in the face of the spicy aroma of fish mixed with onions, peppers, tomatoes, garlic, and lots of hot pepper. the stove. Turn off properly, yes? That was an excerpt from My Fishy Stepmom by Shakira Bourne, available at Day's Bookstore and DeBajan Bookshop. Log on to www.shakirabourne.com for a free educational package that includes discussions, quizzes, and games for parents and teachers. Follow Shakira Bourne on Facebook and LinkedIn, and Shakira Writes on Twitter.